Okay.
So let's just start by like introducing yourself and everything.
Well, my name is Mixon and I play bass in Nature.
Okay. So how's the tour going so far? What's your impressions on it?
Really good. It's been really good. I think we're on show number 10, 11, something, 12 maybe. Yeah, it's really good. It's a really solid package. Blank Dahlia obviously attracts a lot of kids, and so you know we're playing some cool places and some really great venues, and the turnout has been really good, especially considering that we're the first band on. So I mean we hit the stage, you know, half an hour after the doors open. So and in Europe that's just like, you know, that would mean play for no people, like really.
Yeah.
Sometimes even if it's like, you know, announced doors are at, let's say, 7, first band on at 7:30, or even sometimes at 8, they don't open the door till like 8, you know, and then you gotta like, you know, try to, you know, convince whoever's in charge, like, can we like push it like 10 minutes, but you often and more often end up playing for like, you know, the bar, you know, bartenders. But here, like, kids are lined up, you know, from early afternoon, and they just come in and they you know, most of the time they go nuts, and we just feel really welcome. So it's been really good, and you know, all the bands and you know, the people involved are really nice. So it's
And how do you think this is gonna change your fan base? I mean, so far you've been saying it's gonna considerably increase, but what's your thought on that?
Well, I mean, of course, I'm hoping that it'll change, and you know, the plan is to get back over here, hopefully sometime this year, but if not the latest, like early 2011. For more than one reason. First of all, because there's so many bands in the States, and kids get to see so many shows, that it's important to get back, like, you know, quick. Now we're here, like, and we're making the impression, and it's cool, and you know, it's been the plan for so many years. So we have to get back, and also because we had a really hard time getting the visas, and they're expensive and all that stuff. So if we want to, like, you know, try to build on what we're working on right now, we have to come back, and based on the response so far, I'm definitely seeing, you know, possibilities for us, like, to improve the whole U.S. thing.
And how do you guys got on this tour, first of all?
Well, I mean, we released our latest album.
Yeah, almost a year ago. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And went on a headlining tour in Europe. And we hired this guy, Patty, for the tour manager spot, and he's been working with BDM, and you know, some of those guys have been like hater fans, or they like the music and whatnot, and we got to talk with Patty, and you know, we like BDM and their music, and we just got to talk, and we gave him like a package, you know, for him to bring over, because he was doing another tour with Black Dahlia in the States, and just got to talk. And then later on we played this festival in Germany, where BDM was also playing, at the same time where Patty was with him, so we all like kind of met up there, and you know, had a great night, and we watched each other play and hung out and had beers and, you know, exchanged shirts and records and whatnot, and I think that was pretty much it. And then they planned this tour, and you know, Patty called me up and said, "Hey, I just spoke to the guys, this and that, and they just want to know if you guys would be interested in coming on." Like, yes, definitely. So it was just like, you know, knowing people, and you know, they like the music and they like doing music, so it was pretty simple. But it's always, you know, about meeting certain people and the right time at the right place. And all,
yeah, because it took you guys a lot, a while to get here.
Yeah.
So, and what was the deal with losing the vocalist before the tour? That was, I would imagine, a big hit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we knew like a couple months in advance, and we're trying to like, you know, get our heads around it and still trying to work out you know, the option for him to do the tour, and then because it was so important for us, and, you know, for him as well, I guess. But the thing is, he kind of quit like a week before we got the call from Patty saying, hey, do you guys want to do this U.S. tour with BDM? And then we kind of like worked around it, and there were times where we were heading over here with Yala singing, and there were other times where it just didn't work out because of all these internal stupid things and situations. It was, I mean, I guess the actual him quitting was really easy because he just didn't, you know, just didn't feel it anymore. He wasn't into it.
Yeah.
So that's fair enough. You know, you can't really force anyone to do this, and we need, like, you know, people that really want to do this, like, full time. So yeah, in the end, we're just like, okay, we can't like go through with this on and off because we need to work with the visas and the planning and the, you know, the whole booking logistics, all that stuff. So we just said it's not working, you know. So you're off, and we started like looking for a replacement. But you know, with time being so limited, we just instead focused on finding like a stand-in. Because we want to make sure that the guy replacing the old singer is the guy, and we knew Kruger from some old bands that we've all been friends with for years, and he was up for it. It was easy, so we had like I think probably almost like 3 rehearsals, and that was it.
No.
We hopped on a plane and did like the first show in Atlanta, you know, and none of us was really okay, what's going on here? But it was yeah, he's I mean, he's amazing. He's been doing so good for these shows here, so it's cool. But we're gonna go home and start looking for a permanent singer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you guys are with Napalm Records, which is fairly known for other genres of music. How is that working for or against you?
Well, I think sometimes it's really good because if you're the one band doing one thing, they kind of like focus and work really hard for you because they don't have all these other competing bands. And sometimes it, you know, it's not so good because they don't really know what they're doing. If they're used to like work with symphonic,
yeah, gothic metal,
theatrical, crazy shit. I mean, I gotta be honest. When we started, like initially with those guys, they were really supportive and did a lot of good stuff. And the whole communication thing was really good. Especially considering the whole SPV thing with our like, former label, because I think we spent like a year trying to get out of the deal, and couldn't get in touch with anyone, and nobody was replying to any phone calls, emails, letters, nothing. So when Napalm kind of got in the picture, it was like a blessing because they were so communicative, and they were just like really supportive, and we did the record, and they pushed it a lot and were really supportive. And then, like, I guess, like, 5-6 months later, they were kind of, like, not backing off, but they were really slow and didn't seem that into it anymore for no specific reason. And, you know, we got some good offers to go on some tours, and we're like, we feel that you guys should, you know, get on bigger tours if we should, like, support you for these things. And we're like, okay, so what kind of tours do you want us to get on? They're like, yeah, really big stuff. But, you know, we were trying to be realistic about it because we had a new singer and we're, like, still winning over new fans and convincing old fans that we were still good and still Hatesphere and that whole aspect of it. But it kind of leveled down, and I think at this point we're not really sure where we stand, so we're just gonna try find a new city and start working on a new album and see where that can take us.
So you're done with your contract with them, basically?
Well, it was like for one record only with, you know, options for I don't know how many more. But we're not like obliged to.
Yeah, to take the option.
No. And neither are they. So.
Oh, okay.
So that's cool.
And how are you guys taking the whole polarization that you're getting with the reviews from the last two albums? I seen way bad and way good. How are you guys kind of standing on that? What do you guys think about that?
Well, I've only been on the newest album, and like I'd say probably like 8 out of 10 of those reviews have been really good. And to the point where, you know, the reviewers or just people in general have all like said, you know, that To the Nines is by far probably the best album that Hitzer has ever put out. So, you know, obviously that makes me like super proud and thus more like frustrated when y'all like quit the band. Because now we're like, okay, so, you know, back to scratch and back to doing the whole thing again and all that stuff. But you know, we also lost the drummer and that could have seemed like a big loss, but it actually ended up really enforcing everything within the band, because Mike is not only a really good drummer, but like he's a really great person to be around. So from that point of view, you know, it's kind of like it's like once we get a singer, I don't see any obstacles in, you know, getting in our way of doing something that is going to be way better than the previous albums and the other old albums, even though they're, you know, they're great, obviously. So yeah.
So, and where do you see the band going musically in the future? You guys been changing somewhat in every album.
Yeah, true. I mean, there's really no formula for when we do certain things and why and how and all that. It just kind of happens. You know, obviously when you put different people from different musical backgrounds in the same room, you know, things are bound to happen. But given that Pepe is like writing, what, like 75% of all the music, it's about to sound like Hitzer, because he's been in the band since day one. You know, on the last record, it was the vocals that kind of, you know, changed it for us, made it more brutal, I guess, because his vocals are like so deep and so powerful. So, yeah, depending on the new scene, that could take us a lot of different places. But I think musically, we're not going to, like, stray too far from where we're at now. I mean, you know, there's going to be different things here and there, but nothing too, like, drastically, I think.
And just so you know, have you guys started getting any ideas, new music, like you said?
Yeah, we all write stuff here and there, and we haven't been in the same room together yet, but I know that me and Jacob and Pip have all like doing stuff like by ourselves, because we don't live in the same town, so just like working on some ideas at home. But once we get the singer, we're gonna have to record something new, just like an EP or a 7-inch or something. So
shove around.
Yeah, exactly. Just like get something new out, you know, for people to hear instead of like YouTube live clips and all that. So hopefully, you know, we go home and find a singer as soon as possible and start recording something.
So did you guys ever expect this band to go this far? I mean, now that it actually took you guys overseas?
I think, you know, maybe Pepe didn't really see it. You know, I've only been in this band for 3 years, but, you know, even like 6 years ago, Hitzer was like just thundering, like storming on the Danish like metal scene, like, and Europe as well, and we're like doing some really cool stuff and touring a lot. So at that point, I was like, you know, those guys are really gonna hit it. And then I ended up joining the band and was like, okay. And we started talking, what's the plan? And there's been talk of a U.S. tour which was actually the first time I got called up. I was supposed to stand in for the old bass player.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first time I connected with Hatesfield. That was part of the newest thing. There's been talk of touring overseas, but now that we're here, it still blows my mind. I think it's really amazing. Even though we sit in a van for like 10 hours a day, and it's cold and we don't get to ride out.
Maybe 2 minutes. Nobody's approved you to be in the room yet.
So we're just happy to be here, and I'm not sure if we kind of like saw it coming, but we're in it now and enjoying it and are like proud and excited.
Okay, so in other words, what else do you want to say to all the other people that are going to the shows later on in this tour and probably future shows for the band?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for showing up early and getting the opportunity to see us. I know some people have wanted to see us, have come to these shows only to see us, but have missed us because we go on so early. And then a lot of other people that didn't know Hatesfield were like, hey, you guys were great, and have been writing us and buying our t-shirts and CDs and all that stuff. So I just want to say thank you, and hopefully we can make it back soon and we can play for some more people.
Okay.
So that's it.
Well, thank you very much.